good afternoon with a look at closing markets on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart. Grain markets closed lower, livestock markets closed mixed. Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Strumman says trade is a big part of the reason why the grains closed lower today.
You know, talk of an additional $200 billion in tariffs with China, certainly adding some weakness, and that accelerated this morning when the day session opened up. And, you know, I think there were some long positions that were liquidating, and that market actually pushed down near limit lower, but well off the lows here into the afternoon. And we're still going to be lower on the day, but, you know, the corn firmed up, the wheat market came back, and the soybeans certainly off their lows of the day. You look at the crop condition ratings for corn, and they did improve 1%, and there's rain in the near-term forecast, but talk of smaller production numbers again for Russia and Brazil maybe providing some underlying support.
Strawman says livestock markets went from choppy to firm to the close.
Live cattle and the feeder cattle markets, you know, pushing back up to levels last seen at the end of March. You know, call for a higher cash market this week, adding some support. And you know, the packer margins are strong. And that market, again, with the discount to the cash, certainly providing some underlying support. The feeders finding some spillover support from the live cattle in addition to a stronger cash market this week. Lean hogs under some pressure again, certainly with trade tensions with China.
Again, the lean hogs trade volume slowed, but the overall tone of the market remains weak. Brazil continues to struggle with logistical issues compounded by trucker strikes with a large shipping lineup. This is the Red River Farm Network. At the close in the grain markets, July Minneapolis wheat down 14 and a quarter at 549 and a half. July Chicago wheat down 12 and a quarter at 477 and three quarters. July Kansas City wheat down 16 and a half. July corn down 2 1/4 at 353 and three quarters. December corn down 1 3/4 at 375 and a half. July beans down 19 and a half at 889. November beans down 20 and a half at 911. In livestock markets, August live cattle closed down rather up $1.25 at 106.42. August feeder cattle up rather 65 cents at 149.62. July lean hogs down $1.85. This is the Red River Farm Network.